Hello and welcome to this little demonstration of me showing you how to properly set up the Spitfire audio app on Windows. Let's get started. First things first, I'm going to press the Windows key to open the search field and just type in Spitfire.
Spitfire audio app.
And just don't get confused here because my Windows is in German and I just switched over to English for my voice here. So it's going to speak a lot of messy text. Which you won't understand, but the most important thing is the app itself is English, so you will definitely be able to follow. Let's present on that.
Unbeckoned.
Okay, so it should probably
fire up
the app up, and we can press Windows R now for the LCR. I mapped it to a different key, so let's not get confused about that.
Unbeckoned mail, sign in.
Okay. Now we have this screen. We start with sign in,
password,
forget password,
create account,
remember
login.
And login. I would say that create an account is probably more accessible by doing it over the website. So I'd not recommend doing that via the app. Just create your account normally via the Spitfire website and then just use this app to actually log in. So the first tricky part you have to do here is you do not start by entering your email address. You have to start by entering your password. Because, as you might have noticed, we only have login, remember,
create account,
forgot password,
password,
and sign in. We don't have an email field, right? So what we need to do is we have to click into the password field, enter our password, use Shift-Tab to enter email address, and then log in. So we'll quickly demonstrate, but I guess you can understand that I won't show you my password. So let me quickly grab my password and then
password.
We will continue. Okay, so I have it on my keyboard now. I would go to password. Use NVDA Shift M to move my mouse here. Use NVDA the according keystroke, which I don't know which one it is because I'm using the German keyboard. And the keystroke on the German keyboard is NVDA and the umlaut Ü, which is probably not present on your keyboard. You should look up which keystroke is actually doing the left click here. But what I did was I moved my mouse to the password text via NVDA Shift M on my keyboard, laptop layout, by the way. And then I did a left click and I pressed Escape to close down the OCR. So what I did next was I just pressed Control V to actually insert the password here. The password is now inserted. What we now do is press Shift-Tab once. We won't get any feedback. But what we do now is we enter email address. Okay, edit this now. And what we do next is we press the LCR shortcut again. Okay.
Forgot password. Create account. Remember me.
Okay, we can probably check remember me. I'm not sure if that works. I'm pretty sure it should work. We could do this. Give it a try. Press enter on it. And then we go down once more to log in and press enter on that again. So, in best case scenario, it should work. Just press
Spitfire
escape.
Audio.
Let's rescan.
Again, welcome to the Spitfire audio app. Let's get set up.
You see? It just worked.
Default content path.
Okay, the default content path. I don't think that we can configure this at all, because as you can see right now,
shows the default location and install your library content tiles on your system.
Okay. Basically, it says this text, which is just saying, choose the default location, and so on and so forth.
NetWLT.
Next thing is default.
Next.
We cannot change this here. It's not a problem, because whenever we want to install something, it's going to ask us where to install it, and we can go in there and select a different path, and it'll remember this path as well. So we don't need to check or do anything in this screen. We just hit next.
Spitfire audio.
Exit out with escape and rescan.
Again, welcome to the Spitfire audio app. Let's get set up. VST2 install path, 32-bit. Shows the default location and install 32-bit VST2 plugin tiles on your system.
Yeah.
Files.
Just messed up again.
Zag.
We have Zag, which is back, by the way.
FOLT.
I mean, hello, Zag. And then we have default and next. We have to press next again. And I think what we have now is the 64-bit installation thing, which is missing the next button. Let's see if it's the same situation again now.
Welcome to the Spit VST2 install path, 64-bit. Shows the default location and install 64-bit VST2 plugin tiles on your system. FOLT, Zag.
Yep, we're missing the next button again. We can work around this. At least I tried. and it worked somehow. Let's see if it works again. We press Zach once. We scan. We have VST 32-bit again. Now let's press next twice. So press next once. Press it twice without closing down and reopening. Yep, and it worked. So what we have now is the usual screen that you see after launching the product and logging in successfully. As you can see, we have my products. We have not installed, which is the category where we will probably take a look into. We have my products again. Don't ask me why. We have Abbey Road, which I purchased. We have Labs, which you should have as well. We have installed. We have downloading settings. And then my entire collection is going to start. You know, Abbey Road 1, Grand Brass, Abbey Road 1, Wondrous Fruits, and so on and so forth. So what we want to do is give the not installed section a quick check. Let's press enter on that, close down, and rescan. I don't have any uninstalled products right now, so let's see if that's right. Updates, by the way. Use start dates is updates.
You do not have any products.
You'd have any products.
You do not have any products.
I don't have any Android products right now. Let's see if updates are showing anything useful here.
You do not have any products.
Nope.
You do not
use set but what labs. We can probably take a look into is Labs.
Spitfire Audio.
So I pressed enter on that.
Downloaded settings. UP dates. Rotates wells. Bus. Cake. Free. Shirango.
So it's showing a few things.
Hosa.co. Free. Free,
a few free things, which I'm not sure if I already have them. So we can quickly check that out in a sec. Okay, so let's click on free and see if we get an installation screen or repairing a screen. Nope, it's a repair screen. So usually what happens whenever you have a product that is not installed yet, you will have an install button. It's pretty straightforward and pretty self-explanatory. So you click on that button and it will show a screen that says, okay, you want to install it, please tell me the location where you want to install it. And by default, it's located in a folder called Spitfire. And it will show a line which has just says Spitfire. And if you click on that, either by enter or by moving the mouse there and doing a left click, it will open the usual accessible Windows file search dialog where you can locate the folder that you want to install it to. Just do that, confirm the folder, rescan, and go down to the install button. Hit that button, rescan, and you will see that it's taking a minute to activate. And after doing that, it will move you to the downloading section where you can see how far your progress is going on. Just move back to the labs folder, go down, find the next install button, hit it. Continue with the same procedure until everything is downloaded. You can also wait until the previous Labs product is downloaded. Then it will move out of the of the downloading section and show you like there's no product here. Go up, hit on Labs again, and repeat until you have everything installed. It's a bit messy, and to be honest, not everything is accessible that way. Especially when it comes to BBC Symphony Orchestra, you can somewhat install the Discovery series that way, but you cannot install the Professional series because the BBC Symphony Orchestra is on a different page. You have to scroll for that, and scrolling is not yet possible via the interface, at least not via OCR. You will probably need sighted help for that. But if it comes to Labs, then you're pretty fine doing that on your own. It should work with most products. So, hope that helped, and if you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask. Thanks for listening.